Hi, this is Roy Jones with Man Talk Radio Podcast. Our mission is to break down the walls of race and denomination. Your chosen Truth Radio broadcast will be starting in just a few seconds. Thank you.
This is the Truth Network.
The name Truth Talk might be changed to Coffee Shop Conversations because I'm in another coffee shop and I'm sitting with a young man of God who you would think this guy is off chasing the career, jumping in the job at the bank. And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. We're all about marketplace ministry, but this guy's going over like to another country across the pond. And this guy's going into ministry, working with a highly intense, high voltage church to be a part of their team to reach souls for Christ. And his name is Ryan Fuller. Ryan, and we're in a coffee shop. You didn't think you'd be suddenly propelled to a national stage, did you?
I don't know how we got connected, but I think the Lord's doing something in it.
Well, Jackson, a mutual friend, when Jackson calls, I answer, and he's got a short attention span, and I have a shorter attention span. He always tells me a quick joke and asks me a quick Bible question, and we pray together, then he's gone, just like that. And this time he called and talked a little longer because he said there's a young man, Stu, you got to meet. He's on fire for Jesus. He's doing some crazy things that most kids his age aren't really kind of doing, and he's not like a Pharisee about that. You're like encouraging people. You're like, hey, jump on in, man. You know, I'm a beggar trying to show other beggars where they can find bread. Amen?
That's right. No, that's exactly how I would have said it. Just heard a lot of good truth, and I want to tell the people about it.
So. Amen. So we're like, okay, you can tell me all about this, and then you can tell me all about this again on my national radio show, Truth Talk, for everyone to hear, all our awesome listeners, all our awesome affiliates all across AFR land and Wilkins land and the great affiliates all across this country that carry Truth Talk. Thank you so much. 170, almost 200 folks carry this program across Florida, the whole truth up and down, Jacksonville, Brunswick, everything like that. So don't get nervous because you just remember, Ryan, you can't see the hundreds of millions of people that are hearing you right now, okay?
I'm not going to think about it either.
Is that comforting? So, but what's kind of cool is, as you share about your testimony, I want to start with this question. Who is Ryan Fuller? Tell us who you are.
Man, that has changed a lot over the years. Actually, so I grew up in Winston-Salem, went to Reynolds High School, and then went to UNC. And that's where I came to know the Lord. And that's where I think my life totally changed, because first 20 years of my life, like anybody, I wanted to be somebody. But on the inside, I felt that I wasn't. You know, like I wanted to be successful, and success is great. But on the inside, I just was completely unsatisfied. And so one day, one of my friends sat me down, his name's Miles, he shared his testimony with me. And it was exactly the same as what I was experiencing. He was saying, you know, on the surface, everything is good. On the inside, like there's something missing. And so he shared that, hey, when we confess that Jesus is Lord and that God rose him from the dead, like we're saved and we're brought into a relationship with him. He says that, you know, if anyone is in Christ, we're made new, that the old has passed away and that the new has come. And that's what I saw. Like he gave me this new identity, not only as his son and as his child, but as his ambassador. And it's changed everything.
Let me get this straight. You're on the planet for 20 years. You're living the dream in the same hometown as me, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, going to a church, but you get to school. And maybe not a bastion of Christian schools either. You know, UNC Chapel Hill, where kind of everything's going on and great basketball program and everything, but you're a full-blown college co-ed, and you find a relationship with Christ there.
That's right. And within my fraternity, too. You think it's probably not the place you're going to find Jesus, but, well, that's what happened.
So what was the biggest radical change in your life from that? What happened from the old Ryan Fuller to the new Ryan Fuller? And I love that verse, 2 Corinthians 5:17. What a great verse, being a new creation. Now, like what is that statement? You know, maybe it's C.S. Lewis that said, you know, Christ doesn't make, you know, he doesn't make a bad people better, but he makes dead people alive, right? How did your life reflect that particular statement?
Well, I'm not sure there was anything that stayed the same. I think a lot of times, or in a lot of ways, I probably was maybe too direct in a lot of areas, and I was so gung-ho, it kind of threw people off. But I think that was just because it's like when you see that treasure, when you find that treasure in the field, like when you have found something that gives you life and you're like, okay, this is who I am, who I was made to be, I don't see how we can't tell people about it, because like I know there were guys in my fraternity and there's people I'm around now that have that same story of they're looking for something more, and it's like, all right, if I have the answer to cancer, like I want to tell people. And so that's what I've been doing.
So can you really be an on-fire, born-again Christian loving Jesus and be in a fraternity where you're all around alcohol and women and college and the party life? I mean, like a lot of folks listening might be kind of going, wink, wink, nod, nod, come on. You know, give us the real skinny here. But talk about that. How, if that really is the reality?
It is. Everything that you see in the movies is there. But I think it's like any other part of our walk with Christ. He doesn't just, make things better. He redefines everything. And he redefines it according to his original, perfect, good design. And so without getting into the specifics, it's like, man, like we can be anywhere doing a lot of things as long as like we're looking to the Lord and we're allowing him to define like what is good and what is right. So it's not so much where we are. It's what has God done and how is he reshaping where we are?
Now, since then, you've been through college, your life changed, growing in Christ, sharing Christ, leading others to Christ, getting plugged in. You found a new kind of community, church community there, I guess in Chapel Hill, right? And then kind of take us, fill in the blanks between there and now.
Right. So my junior year before going to college, I know exactly why I did this program, this discipleship program with Summit. And we went to Turkey for a week and a half just to meet people, be able to share our stories and point them to Jesus. And while I was there, that was the first time I experienced international missions. But even still, like I knew there were guys in North Carolina that needed to hear about what God had done in my life. And so I thought I was going to be on crew staff with the campus ministry, just reaching out to these guys, mentoring them, telling them about the bread that I found. I was about to sign the contract with them, but then everything I was reading in the Bible, everything that my friends were telling me, every talk at church about missions, my heart was just on fire. It's like I couldn't stop thinking about like being overseas. And so I looked into this company, this missions organization called the International Missions Board. And yeah, it wasn't necessarily like this big, huge, like God speaking to me. It was God tells us to go. There's a need for disciples to be made that are going to make disciples, and he's worthy of being glorified everywhere.
I'm just sitting here thinking, and by the way, I'm Stu Epperson. That's the voice of Ryan Fuller, who just shared about how he came to Christ in his 20s, or 20, heard the gospel of God, just the light came on, and now all of a sudden he's dialed into discipleship. He's growing. You're baptized, and you're going now. All of a sudden God's called you to go, that short-term missions trip to Turkey really stuck. And so now, and you don't have to talk, you can give as many details or as little as you want on this national radio show, but you are also trying to get people to help support you financially so that you can go over and tell us about what your work God's called you to do. Of all the things you could have done, what the Lord's leading.
Right. So these past few years I've been in Spain working on a church planning team, but even within that, just like to always remember that the goal is not to start churches. It is, but the goal is to see God glorified, and he's glorified most by churches being started and by disciples being made. They're going to go and reproduce. And so just even thinking about that, one of my good friends over there, he was far from God, and we read the Bible for a year together, and he decided, okay, like, I want to do this. And now we trained him and we discipled him, and now he's becoming an elder at the church that opens next week. And so it's crazy seeing lives transformed like that.
So you're heading back over there?
I will probably end up in Europe. Yeah, I want to work on a church planning team. So what I'm doing now with Summit, it's all tied back to the Great Commission. You know, we hear about, go and make disciples of all nations. But I think a lot of times we're surprised when we see God changing people's lives and seeing him draw people to himself. And he's doing that over there, but he's also doing that in Raleigh and in Winston-Salem. And so if God's leading me to be overseas to, share the gospel and draw people together, bring them together as a church, I want to be as prepared as possible to do that.
Awesome. And John here with Baller Nation, you see a young guy like this, and this is what we're working out there as one of our younger truth ambassadors. John, what do you have to say to Ryan? Maybe what question do you have for him about a young guy like him, full-blown praying to go overseas, plugging in with a church that's equipping him to do that?
Yeah, what ways do you guys go over there and share the gospel? I mean, you can go and speak, you can go and teach English, or you can go and really share the gospel. What do you do once you go over there and you're church planning?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about relationships. I think especially within Europe, you can share the gospel with someone and you hope and you pray that they come to know Christ right on the spot. But the reality is it usually takes time. And so you could do anything. You could be teaching English. You could go to the same coffee shop every day and get to know those people well. It's just whatever you can do to hear their story and to share yours that's been redefined by Christ.
Ryan, what do you say to young people that are out there looking for something? Looking, really, we know they're looking for someone. They're looking for Jesus, and you're bringing that message, and I love that. We're trying to get more young folks to listen to the Truth Network and to Truth Talk and all of our awesome stations that carry this program. But what do you say to parents of young people, what's your challenge to this generation, of which you are one, in terms of really taking that step with Jesus and making it all count for him while we have such little time on this earth?
What I would say is that I don't think we can't just hear the gospel and then put it on the shelf and leave it there. It's like we're entrusted with this incredible honor and privilege of knowing God and making him known. And that can be scary. That can be really scary. Like what if he calls me to go overseas? But I always think back of, all right, do we believe God is good? Do we believe that he's a good father, that if he calls us somewhere, that's really the best place for us to be? And I think it always is. So I would just challenge all of us just to continually go back to the word, our source of truth, and say, like, who is God? Like, why is he telling us all of this? And is it good? And even just if you don't feel like you've had that experience of who Christ is, even tonight, just start talking to God, start praying, say, God, if you're real, like, would you show yourself to me? I think I would start there.
Ryan, God bless you. Thanks for sharing your testimony. Man, you've been an encouragement to this old guy here. Tell us what your, how can people connect with you? How can people, so maybe someone wants to send you $100. Maybe someone wants to send you more than that to support. You're trying to raise your support so you can go on these missions trips and plant churches and all that as really a missionary in those areas. What's the best way for people to connect to that?
Well, I could, you know what I'll do? I will give my email to you and my phone number.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we can get your major. Reach out to us, and then they can go to our website, truthnetwork.com. Reach out to us, and we'll get you in touch with Ryan. They can support you in what they're doing.
Yeah, and I feel like I didn't, you know, I would love to connect with anybody and everybody, sit down and have a coffee, share, you know, my story, but I would love to just hear your story and how I can pray for you and how we can partner together, because, you know, like, missions isn't done by one person. Rarely, if ever, but what I do know is, this guy's not done saving, and so, you know, on the other side of that coin is he's not done sending either. And so I would just love for us to work together in that. So God bless.
God bless you. We are in a coffee shop. We're at Buy Good Coffee in Winston-Salem, corner of Marshall Street and Brookstown Avenue, and we're having a coffee shop conversation on Truth Talk with a young missionary, but perhaps the next David Livingston, the next William Carey, who's saying, I'm going to go and bring the gospel to people who've never heard and build, make disciples. Ryan, thank you for being an encouragement to us today, buddy.
Thanks, Stu.
Learn more, listen to the podcast, subscribe to our podcast channel, truthnetwork.com. It's all there. What do you do if you grew up in church and you go off to college and you get radically saved by Jesus? That's what happened to Ryan Fuller. And now, folks, it gets better. He's on his way to the mission field. What in the world is going on with Ryan Fuller? Ryan Fuller, you come home and everyone, maybe they think you lost your marbles. What's going on, bud?
Just a little bit. So I was talking with a friend the other day, and we were just discussing about how, like, in the past few years, especially in college, the Great Commission became so much more real to us. Like, it came alive to us. You know, it's one thing to read on a piece of paper, like, go and make disciples and baptize people and all of that, like, to all nations. But it's another thing when you see it happen. Like, when you see your best friend decide to follow the Lord. And so that's happening in Spain, that's happening in India, but that's also happening in North Carolina. And, like, that's the goal. It's to see disciples being made that are going to go on and make disciples of all nations.
So you're intentionally going, pursuing relationships so you can lead people into Christ, build them up in Christ, and then send them out to be on commission, on mission with Christ. And that, I don't see any downside of that. I think us old folks need to be doing that too. But what is it that's gripped your heart that's led you to this conclusion?
Right. I think it's seeing lives completely transformed. And so especially just within a small group context, being able to just speak into their lives and hear their stories and answer questions and doubts and just see that Jesus is just worthy. Like, he's worthy of everything. And it's not a risk. It's not like it could go wrong. It's like, no, like, God is going to glorify himself. Like, his word is not going to come back empty. And that's exciting. And so I think I want to do that internationally.
Wow. Take us back to the day you met Jesus. Take us back to the frat house on the campus of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Tell us about Ryan Fuller the day before, what you're involved in, and you don't have to get too many details in there. And tell us about Ryan Fuller the day after you met Jesus in that frat house. Tell us real quick. Paint the picture.
Yeah. So basically, I mean, I'm not going to lie. On the outside, I'm not sure if there was a whole lot that looked different. But that's the thing with Jesus. It's not like you don't become a perfect person, right, when you say, God, I need you. It's like he takes you and you're dead in your sins, and he makes you alive in Christ by forgiving you, but also making you new and sending you out. And so what looked different, 3 months prior, I had already decided that the party scene was not for me, that it wasn't fulfilling. The day after, I just had this desire to want to know what it looked like to walk with Christ. So I went up to the guy that shared the gospel with me 2 years prior and said, hey, will you teach me how to read the Bible and like how to, you know, walk with Christ? And he said very calmly, yeah, sure. Let's find a time to grab a coffee. I spoke with him a few weeks ago. He was fist pumping internally and freaking out. But
well, look at the power of that. So now you're going to go over to Europe. You're going to go over to Turkey, to Spain, to India, wherever God leads you. You're going to lead people to Christ like you already have. And that guy is now having grandchildren through his witness to you. What a story, huh?
Yeah. No, I mean, God's doing a lot. He's doing a lot in my life and in my heart. And I'm really hoping and praying that he uses just my yes, you know, to send me to people in Raleigh, in Wake Forest, North Carolina, just anywhere I am, just to be able to share what God has done for me and to train them and to send them out to do what God has made us to do. And that's just to bring glory to his name, make him famous everywhere.
Okay, we're in a coffee shop, Buy Good Coffee, in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We may rename the show Truth Talk to Coffee Shop Conversations, because I love coffee shops. There's an amazing muffin, Baller Nation's here. You may know him more for his basketball theatrics on the Gram and other places. Baller Nation, Sean Perry, one of our Truth Warrior Ambassadors. What kind of muffin is that, first of all? Some kind of banana confabulation?
Banana pumpkin muffin thing? It's very good. Wow. You got to come.
You're out there sharing Christ all the time. You see a guy like this on fire for the Lord, planting churches. What comes in your mind, and maybe what question do you have for Ryan Fuller?
How do you get in contact with Ryan? And what's Jesus all about? He's fun. You're making Jesus seem like a fun person. And so tell me more about that.
And that's interesting, because this generation, they think, oh, no, I got to start dressing up. I got to go be bored to death in church and all that. But like you're the joy of the Lord's all over you. We're not trying to paint a picture of some easy little, now all your problems are gone. But can you talk about how there's this new meaning that even using the word fun, there's a satisfaction that wasn't there before.
Yeah, and excitement. I think a lot of people will go their entire life as a Christian and never share their faith. But I think some of the most joyful moments of my entire life are, you know, saying, hey, like I'm a little uncomfortable right now, but like, you know, like I want to share what Jesus has done. I'm excited about, you know, who he is. It's not coat and tie. It's, hey, like, let's go on a hike. And while we're there, like, what's been going on, like, with you recently? You know, do you have any faith background? Or maybe you go to a concert and it's like, you can know Jesus at a concert in a t-shirt and jeans, if even no shoes.
Yeah, it's gospel conversations everywhere. Looking for opportunities.
Exactly.
So what do you say to old fuddy-dud parents like me who got kids, who are living this comfortable American dream? Less than 5% of Christians are leading someone to Christ this year. We have the cure to cancer. We're not sharing with anybody. We're hoarding it, keeping it to ourselves. Less than 10% of Christians are giving 10% to the church. It's sad, these statistics, but some are sharing. I don't want to shame and guilt everyone. Well, maybe that we need to do that. But challenge parents out there who have young people your age or younger. What can they do now to build that heart for the Great Commission, for going out and making disciples, going out and being a fisher of men, a soul winner? How can they create that in their youngsters?
I think we have to model it. You know, they need to see it. I know I'm very influenced by the people around me. I think we all are. That's in some ways. But I think, like, all right, are our kids, I don't have kids yet, future kids, but are we seeing, like, our parents sit down and open up their Bibles and pray? Are we being taught how to pray by the people that are influencing us the most? Like, do we see that it's not just something on Sunday, but is something that changes every second of our life? So even just starting the conversation of maybe it's scary to pray with our kids or the people that we're around, even just starting there of like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I know God has called me to train up my kids in righteousness, and I want to try my best to do that.
Maybe it's, hey, with your child, hey, who can we pray for that's an unbeliever? a neighbor, someone that we can pray to, for them to be saved. You know, I think it was J.D. Greer that said this, and it could have been him quoting someone else. So I'm not, because he's humble. He doesn't take credit for a lot of things probably that he's given credit for. But the quote that I heard from him was this, something like, if everyone that you prayed for today came to faith in Christ, how many people would come to faith in Christ?
Gosh.
Is that convicting?
A little bit.
And then he puts the mic back in the guest's face and asks for an answer.
No, I mean, I think it's like anything. It's not like you just read a book and then you're perfect at it. It's like you prepare for things by doing those things with someone that knows how to do it. And so it's, I would just say, like, we all need someone that's not ahead in every area, but maybe they're one step ahead in sharing their faith. Yeah. I know that's what I need. And that's what I need in ministry and church planning. I need to be shepherded too.
But you start with saying, God, lead me to the places where I can do that. God, lead me to this person. God, I pray for this person by name. You'll open their heart to the gospel. Give me an opportunity. I have no clue how to even open the door. I have no clue how to even engage with this person. They're a genius and I'm dumb and they're going to talk me in circles, open the door. And then suddenly God works. But if we don't ask him, if we don't invite him, the ruler of the universe who's offered this to us now, final point, Ryan Fuller, you're on your way to the mission field, really. You're interning with the church. You're working. It's like a discipleship program. It's pretty powerful. And you're trying to raise support. Tell us about that and tell us about practically what you will be doing.
Right. So I'll be with the Summit Church in Raleigh. But I'll be specifically working at the Briar Creek campus, which is where most of the NC State students go that go to Summit. And so, like I said, the idea of preparing and learning how to do something by learning from someone that's done it for years and years. And so if I want to be involved in starting house churches in the future or bigger churches in the future, I want to learn from someone that's done it. And so I think a Bible study, a small group, looks so much like a church could look overseas. And so what I'll be doing is leading small groups, but also leading the small group leaders as a way of learning by failure a lot of times, but also by people walking alongside of me and say, how do you care for people by sharing Jesus with them, training them, and then sending them out to do the same?
Yeah. So there's the sending out part. We got to go with this thing. This is too good not to share and then build disciples. And so you're going to be going yourself at some point.
Right. I'm hoping so. I'm at Southeastern Seminary right now. So I'll be there for 2 years. This apprenticeship is 2 years, and 6 months before both of those end, I'll be applying. I don't know where yet, but I know God will make it clear.
Promise you'll come back to Truth Talk and give us updates. And thank you. I will have any person your age on fire for God, doing what you're doing. The door is open. The welcome mat is out for them to come on Truth Talk. What an encouragement. Ryan Fuller, thank you. Support him, folks. Get in touch with me through my Instagram, my Facebook. I'll take a picture. We'll post it on the gram. Support this guy. Send him money that will go right toward your support, right, and toward helping you in your mission to grow, make disciples, and to your charge in the next generation to do the same thing, right?
That's right. Yeah, and I would love to sit down with anybody and everybody, just hear your story, share a little bit more about mine, and just hear how I can pray and how we can just work together. So thanks, guys.
This is the Truth Network.